Mishnah Zayin. Ha'achim v'ashutfin sho'yo'ichin al shulchan aviyem. Brothers or people who work together, who eat on the table of their father or of their employer. And what this means is that they're supported and dependent for food on their father or on their employer. Some editions of the Mishnah get rid of the word v'hashutfin, or only have the word hashutfin, and they explain that the case is only talking about brothers who are considered a bit like partners since they are supported by their father. Now, this does not mean literally that they eat on their father's table, because the Mishnah goes on to say, v'shenim b'vateim. Each of the brothers, each of the sons, sleeps in their own house, and they live in their own house, but in the same courtyard as their father. And they are supported by their father. So you've got a situation where you've got, let's say, a courtyard with four houses coming off of it, and one of the houses is the father's, and the other three houses is where the father's three sons live. And at least in this situation, in the first half of the Mishnah, we're discussing a case where there are also other houses in the courtyard owned by other people not related to the father. So as the Mishnah, even though the sons are being supported by the father, when it comes to making an Eruv, they're still considered separate. They live in their own houses, and therefore, Tzrichin Eruv L'chol Echad V'Echad, each one of the houses needs to contribute another part to the Eruv Chatzeres. It's not enough that just one of them contributes to the Eruv Chatzeres on behalf of all of them, because although they are family, they're living in different houses. And the Mishnah goes on, L'fichach therefore im shochach echad mehem v'Erev. If one of the houses forgot to contribute to the Eruv Chatzeres, then nobody else can carry unless Mevatalis Rishusai. He does bitul rishus, he relinquishes and lets go of his rights to the courtyard, and preferably also his house, so that everybody else can carry. Amosai, says the Mishnah. When is this the case that they are considered separate? Only when they are putting the Eruv in a different place. Remember, there are other houses which don't belong to them at all. And the way an Eruv Chatzeres works is that every member of the courtyard, so every house, needs to contribute some food, and they put all of that food in one of the people's houses. And that way it's considered as if everybody is part of that house. It's sort of collectively owned, and also the courtyard. Now the halacha is that the person whose house the Eruv is in does not actually need to contribute to the Eruv. Because the whole point of the food is to show that that house is partly owned by you, but if you anyway own it, you don't need to do that. So the Mishnah says that if the Eruv is in another house of somebody not related to this family, so then we view each of those sons and the father as different owners of the houses, not necessarily as family in this case, because they're in different houses, and therefore they each need to contribute to the Eruv themselves. But if the Eruv came to one of their houses, or if there's nobody else living in that courtyard, so all of the houses facing the courtyard are owned by this family, the father and the sons. So now the question is totally different. It's not how many contributions this family needs to make to the Eruv. Rather, the question is much more basic. Do they need to contribute to the Eruv at all? Because if we view the whole family as one, so just like the person who the Eruv is in his house does not need to contribute at all to the Eruv, so too that entire family won't need to contribute. And in a case where there's nobody else in the courtyard, that would mean that you don't need to make an Eruv at all, since they're considered like one big family. So in this case, the Mishnah says, Einan Sichin Ori, they do not need to be part of the Eruv at all, because since at the end of the day they are, at the end of the day, one family, and the sons are supported by the father, so in a case where the question is whether they are obligated to be part of the Eruv at all, then we say that they are exempt. If they're already obligated, then we say that each one is obligated. But to obligate them in the first place, we say that if one of them is exempt from being part of the Eruv, because it's in his house, then all of the family is also exempt.